could U.S. allies, even the British. While he vociferously communicated his distrust of Churchill personally and the British generally, the underlying premise of his proposed military budget cuts and Eisenhower's New Look defense posture still depended on regional military alliances, including the British. The Republicans proposed a schizophrenic foreign policy based on American unilateralism. The policy depended on these untrustworthy allies in regional alliances in order to reduce the U.S. military budget. Most important, Churchill and Eden really dreaded the dangers they foresaw to Anglo-American relations with the rise of Republican isolationism and unilateralism. Churchill wrote Eisenhower on May 29, 1953, "I am so glad to read just now your remarks about Taft's speech. I look back with dark memories to all that followed, inch by inch, upon the United States' withdrawal from the League of Nations over 30 years ago. Thank God you are at the helm." He genuinely believed that Taft had endorsed U.S. isolationism. Taft, in his speech, had wanted to discard the United Nations in the peace negotiations in Korea. Eisenhower, in a press conference, thoroughly rejected Taft's position. Although he had, on this occasion, disagreed with Taft on the importance of the UN in the negotiations of the Korean armistice, his foreign policy had already drifted decidedly to the right of Taft. While the British remained concerned about Republican isolationism, Dulles remained anxious about perceived American isolationism in Europe. In a memorandum to the President on June 5, 1953, Dulles wrote, "Obviously, consequences other than a truly united approach to world problems would be grave. In the United States, they would give an impetus to isolationism. Among our NATO allies, the incipient tendency on the part of Churchill toward a position of mediation between the United States and the USSR could find extensive support." For his part, he expressed considerable unease that the Europeans might perceive the United States as isolationist, and that this would ultimately split the Western alliance, allowing Churchill to act as mediator in the disputes between East and West. Churchill, acting as a mediator, would undoubtedly undermine American ideological and moral arguments against the Soviets. Dulles wanted to wage an all-out ideological war against communism. In fact, many Europeans voiced a deep concern about Dulles's rhetoric. They were also concerned about Republicans reducing foreign aid programs and military expenditures. Republican cost-cutting only confirmed the worst fears of the Europeans about the new Republican administration. In addition, Eisenhower and Dulles experienced bitter frustration with Churchill's political positions in Egypt.